feel out there for you tonight? You look locked in from the get-go.
I felt really good, and I had lots of help there right off the bat, and a few block shots, and then I had to make it up for my team. So, all together, I think we as a team had a great game, and whether it was taking a hit to make a play or blocking shots for me, and through and through, I think it was a great team effort.
It's got to be frustrating there in the third period. You try to recover the puck, they don't blow a whistle, you lose your stick, there's a big scramble. Walk me through just that moment there.
I've never heard of it before, but the ref said I would have got a penalty. No one's ever really told me that. There's two guys coming in hard on my D, so I'm not going to put them in a dangerous position. I took a bad bounce off my stick when they dumped it in there on me, so I just tried to cover it, but the ref makes the rules, I guess. So I'm just glad I got to cover it about 20 seconds after that and got a whistle.
Overall, especially coming off of the last two games that you guys played, how big was this for you guys to finish this road trip and head home with this kind of moment?
Obviously, a win's a win, but after going down two, it hurts a little. And the guys were just ready to play tonight. There was a message sent, and right from the get-go from us, and our very first shot. So, all night we played the way we needed to play to get the win.
That goal that was waved off, turns out it was an incredible save by you. Were you tracking it all the way? Could you see it all the way?
I had no clue where it was. I just kind of spun around and hoped it was there, and I remember spinning and missing the puck. It was still in the air a bit, and I don't know what it hit, but as soon as I saw it, I just tried to get my hand on it, and I think I just swatted it through my legs.
Yeah, that's a great save.
Thank you.